Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women find home within themselves and connect to their soul essence, so that they can live authentic and fulfilling lives. So I am super excited to introduce Tiffany Jade. Now, Tiffany is an intuitive mentor, coach, and facilitator of healing. She helps women get into alignment and live their most authentic lives by shedding conditioning, reconnecting to intuition, and attuning to higher frequencies. Now, she began her career in information technology, following what she believed was the path to success and fulfillment. Now, after she became a stay-at-home mom, she found herself feeling lost, not sure who she was anymore. And when she restarted her yoga practice after a brief hiatus, she noticed that she was becoming a more patient mom. Now, she felt the call to train as a yoga teacher and built a thriving business teaching and found home within herself in the process. Now, through an experience that brought her to her knees, Tiffany learned to allow herself to be vulnerable, feel all of the feelings that she had unknowingly been repressing, and reconnect to her spiritual gifts. Now, she reached a new level of freedom that she never thought possible. Now, Tiffany now holds space for other women to experience that same transformation. Well, welcome, Tiffany. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women tap into their intuition and inner power. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to share.
So, Tiffany, now I shared quite a bit about your journey in bringing you onto the show here, but I'm curious, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
So it was something that was always kind of in the back of my mind when I built that yoga business. I had achieved such a transformation through the yoga training and the evolution as an entrepreneur that I wanted to help other women achieve that transformation. And I actually went to a coaching weekend, coaching training weekend, if you will, for building a yoga business. And as part of that, I created a 6 month transformational one-on-one coaching program, but
Oh, okay.
I never did anything with it. That thing that stayed in that idea area, or like I might have taken little steps, like created a Facebook group, but I didn't really take action because I was so focused on the yoga business and building that, and I kept myself so busy with teaching that it was kind of on the back burner. And I did a few things, like hosted some events, some like a vision board workshop and things like that, but didn't put a ton of energy into it. And then when the pandemic occurred and quarantine started, my entire yoga business was like gone in a moment, like pulled out from under me. And so that was that moment that you mentioned where like an experience that brought me to my knees, that was it, where
That was it. Okay. Yeah.
I
Understandable. Yeah. When your entire thriving business then suddenly just stops.
Yeah. And it was also at a vulnerable time in my life as well as a newly single mom. So I didn't have a lot of foundation. Mm. I had taken a leap. So, it was a fairly dark and scary period in my life. And it pushed me to really focus on my coaching business, which I had been afraid to do.
Right. But at least you had already had the, you know, the initial thought and the vision. So it was there percolating.
Yes.
That's great. So obviously 2020, probably around March or something, is when the pandemic really kind of put the brakes on so many businesses, including yours. So you basically had your mentorship, your coaching practice since then, but I'm curious, has your business mission or vision evolved during this last year and a half?
Very much so. I had a very big picture idea of it, but it wasn't very clear how it would look. Mm-hmm. And I did some programs, some coachings and trainings and stuff on building a coaching business. And I initially focused on what made sense or what would be easier to sell or more in demand. And so I was going to focus on like a fitness mindset, the mindset work around creating a fitness routine. Mm-hmm. And it didn't really light me up. It was a transformation that I achieved myself. But then as time went on, as I grew and healed and evolved, then the vision evolved as well. And I got more clarity and kind of like going down a funnel is how I see it, and getting clearer and clearer and clearer. And evolved more into helping women heal, healing from childhood traumas or even, big traumas, little traumas, tapping into that intuitive guidance and the feminine embodiment.
Yeah. No, that makes sense, and really it's great to hear you speak to the fact that, obviously with yoga being in your background and you're an expert at that, and, this natural progression into, okay, well, what can I go into that's going to make me money, of need out there based on what I have my expertise in. And so, the idea of, okay, fitness, that's obvious, right? Fitness, because the pandemic stopped people from being able to go to gyms and yoga centers. And so, coming up with the mindset training around keeping a fitness routine going, that sounds perfectly logical, right? But perfectly logical isn't always aligned. And so you recognize that, it sounds like, within you, and it wasn't, the thing.
Exactly.
The thing that, come Sunday afternoon, it's like Monday, oh, boy, I can't wait till Monday so I get to do my work. It sounds like it was not that. And so I love how you really went deeper within or asked further questions of yourself to discover this alignment with women and, the traumas that you can help heal. So yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
Now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges, besides, getting clear on the work that you really wanted to do? Were there any challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Absolutely. I had a lot of inner work to do. I've done a lot in my life. I've very much been a person dedicated to and focused on personal growth and expansion and evolution. But I really saw a whole new layer of eroded self-worth and some belief systems that I adopted from family and from society. For example, I had a deep-rooted belief from my dad, actually, well, and society in general, mm-hmm. that in order to be successful, my path was to climb the corporate ladder and to work hard. Right. So even though I had ventured into entrepreneurship, I had to create a new belief around that. And then I later discovered a new belief after the yoga business. I had to create another new belief that I could be successful as a spiritual entrepreneur and without the hustle and grind, because the yoga business was built with a lot of hard work and hustle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And then one more thing was the people around me, family and friends, so many people that were around have employee mindsets, and they didn't understand why I didn't want to go back to corporate IT, which is a high paying career. And I was successful. And even other yoga teachers have very limiting money mindset beliefs and would project them onto me. And sometimes I would have to call my coach and be like, is this, am I being unreasonable? Help me out with this. And so they might say doubtful things about entrepreneurship because they thought they were helping, or maybe they were even triggered by seeing me follow my dreams and doing something that was fulfilling and out off the beaten path. And it reminded them of how they had those hidden dreams or dreams that they thought weren't really possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Those are all really interesting, but yet huge stumbling blocks to get past. So if we were to identify, you know, and just focus on one for just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So there's the mindset of you got to work hard in order to have success. And the success only comes if you're into the, you know, the hustle and the grind. Can you share a little bit about maybe a technique that you used to help yourself break out of that belief?
Yeah. Working with a coach was very helpful. And also surrounding myself with people who were having success from the more spiritual business. So I did some work, some examining, like pulling that belief apart and saying, okay, well, is that true? Is there evidence of people who have had success or been successful through entrepreneurship or spiritual entrepreneurship who haven't worked hard? And I just really collected that evidence of the people that have done it and then immersed myself in their worlds, in social media or in their programs or in coaching or podcasts or books, all those things, and just really created to where I had more of that in my mind than the opposite. So that the tipping point where I see more evidence of what I want, what I desire versus evidence of the limiting belief.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love that. That is a powerful technique. And our brain is just, you know, it's doing its job, right? It's wanting to keep us safe and alive. And within that responsibility, it looks for evidence that's going to support the beliefs that, you know, in its functionality keeps you safe. So, you know, that belief of you got to work hard in order to have success, well, it's going to keep looking for that automatically until you stop and say, well, wait a second, brain, here's a lot of other evidence to the contrary of what I do really want to create. So yeah, thank you for bringing that point to our listeners' attention, because that is a really powerful transformational technique. So yeah, I love that. And, you know, obviously, you are an expert at helping women discover their inner power by reconnecting them to their intuition and attuning to higher frequencies. But I'm curious, Tiffany, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Absolutely. This is not my skill set. My least favorite part. So I know that I don't like to be sold to. I don't want someone to try to convince me, or, you know, that experience if you walk into a store or a convention or something and people are like all over you. How are you doing? Is there anything I can help you find? And you know, it's like a helpful experience, but it's also, it feels pushy. You know, you can feel the energy around it where it feels pushy. And you put up a wall, the customer puts up a wall. And I really don't want people to feel like I'm trying to sell them or push them or convince them. I want clients who feel aligned and are excited to invest in themselves, even if it's a bit scary, because I can relate to that. But just, I will never try to sell someone or push someone. I just want to help them determine if it's a fit and maybe support them if there's some fear to overcome, but not if it's not in alignment. Right. But I feel like I have this energy and expectation that people are going to expect me to sell to them or try to convince them. And so it makes me feel imbalanced or awkward around the process.
Right. So there's a bit of a disconnect between, okay, I feel like they're expecting me to, you know, wow them or convince them, but that's really not me. That's not who I want to be. And that's, you know, not what I want for me. So is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, 100%.
Right. Okay. Well, you're definitely not alone in feeling that, you know, uneasiness around the sales role. And I don't take it personally that you hate sales or selling, the selling part of it. But I would love to give you a little insight that might ideally shift the needle a little bit for you if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Okay. And it's really interesting because, you know, the way you describe the, you know, the shopper type scenario is you go into a store proactively and you know there are a lot of different options. Well, when somebody comes to you, we tend to forget that we are the option, you know, and they have usually anyway knocked on your door, set up a time to meet with you to learn more about what it is that you do or how you might be able to help them. So that's the first mindset shift that I would encourage you to accept. And that is that people have proactively scheduled a time to get to know you better. But the next phase of it is that I hearing you say is, but I don't want to feel like I'm selling them, even though they're there to hear me sell them. So the way that you might shift your energy around that is as you're having the conversation and discovering what it is that's going on for your potential client in their world and how it aligns with the work you do, it's important to have questions that are strategic, knowing what the specific details or processes or, you know, values that you own that need to align with your potential client so that it's a good fit. So questions that are more specific around determining what their values are or what their level of priorities are in terms of maybe tapping in to higher frequencies. Let's just face it, not everybody is there, right? Mm-hmm. Not everybody is of that mindset or openness. And so the more that you are discovering about them, things that align with you, the more that you can feel a connection with the work that you do and what they're looking for. And so when you kind of just take yourself out of this whole sales role that you might be projecting, and look at it more in terms of just a discovery session. And then at the end, you know, you're simply saying, repeating back what you've discovered about what their needs are and their priorities and their values. And then you just simply present then what you feel is a good next step that they might consider to help them get to what they want to achieve. And so what I'm trying to say here is that instead of mainly owning the sales role, mm-hmm. you own more of just a discovery or a conversation that is specific to understanding, of course, your process and methodologies and values and seeing if there's a match with the person you're talking to through strategic questions. And then, you know, find out what it is they're really wanting to achieve as the outcome for what they feel is going to lead them to that next level of awareness or happiness or joy. And then to simply present, well, this is how I work with my clients. And this is a game plan that might fit with you. Is this something that feels like a good fit? So you're still very clear and very direct. You're not pulling away. But what I'm trying to encourage you to do is just take away that what sounds to me like this component of being in a sales role. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, I don't really have a process around the discovery calls. So yeah, that's so helpful.
Yeah, it would take some time to just really, okay, reflect on what are some strategic questions that allow me to find out what makes this person tick? What are their priorities? What are their desires? And, you know, when you then present it is, you know, present what you do and how you support people, then it's more like a good fit instead of convincing them. I think that would serve both of you, you know, you coming from a place of not wanting to be pushy or suddenly feel like you've got to convince them. And then your prospective client just feeling like, wow, you've really heard me. And the work that you do seems like a perfect fit for me. So hopefully that, you know, will move the needle there for you a little bit. And I would love to, you know, hear from you after you've had a chance to maybe percolate on this and integrate it into your enrollment conversation.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So I work that through. I can hear the wheels turning there.
They are. Yeah. And it's clear I need to come to ask more questions.
Right. Exactly. Ask more questions. And then for you, it doesn't feel like salesy mode that you're shifting into. And for them, it allows you to align your offer or the way that you work with people with what they're looking for.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good. And, you know, I know you had spoken earlier about the pandemic being really a big catalyst to shifting out of, you know, all of a sudden without any warning, your thriving yoga business and launching into your coaching practice. But I would love to hear from you about how the pandemic really impacted the work that you do, because it's really turned a lot of people's worlds upside down in terms of their stress levels and disconnects with, you know, what they thought was their world in perfect order. Suddenly it became not so perfect, or chaos, or, you know, lots of things started bubbling up. So can you share a little bit about, you know, the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely put my focus on the coaching. And I think for a lot of people, it shined the light for them on how they were disconnected or maybe not doing what was fulfilling for them.
Right. Yeah. It's
so aligned in what I help people do, specifically women, and is really get back in touch and get back on track in alignment with, I would say, their soul path. Of course, everyone has their own beliefs, but my belief is we all have this journey that we came here for, and we fall into that hypnotic every day, go to work, come home, make dinner, go to bed, just kind of hypnosis, if you will. And we're not really connected to ourselves, to our intuition, to our soul. Mm-hmm. And so it's perfect alignment for me to help them get back in touch with that and then find that true fulfilling life. Yeah. And I've also shifted to offering virtual offerings. I had mentioned I had some in-person things that I offered, but now I've offered, or I'm getting ready to offer, the second summer solstice ceremony, virtual breath work. And I do have a couple in-person retreats that I'm planning, but for the most part, virtual offerings, so that people can, I think people have really tapped into the benefit, the value of being able to connect without a commute. Of course, in-person is important as well, but being able to have the tools to either heal or connect with other people, be vulnerable in circles of women is so powerful. Being able to do that from the comfort of home and on a more flexible schedule is really powerful as well.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And you can obviously reach so many more people through your virtual opportunities for people to, you know, like you said, they don't have to commute, and you can even reach people on the other side of the globe just as easily. So yeah, it's a very exciting time, and we're pretty much out of it, I'd like to say, you know, but for that year and a half or so, it did provide people with a lot of opportunity to reflect because of not having to, you know, jump in a car and get the kids ready to go out to school and pack lunches and all that sort of stuff that took a lot of time. You suddenly don't have to do that. So, it stands to reason that the work that you do really landed for a lot of people. And I, you know, I'm curious, how do you work with women who want to finally live their most authentic lives by shedding conditioning, you know, reconnecting to intuition and attuning to higher frequencies? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. It's very intuitive. So it's channeled for each client when we're working one-on-one, or even in groups of like meditations I lead or journeys that I lead are very channeled and intuitive. Mm-hmm. And so it's specific to the person or people that I'm with. We'll do shadow work, feminine embodiment, rewilding, with, you know, getting back to that feminine wild essence rather than the good girl or people pleaser or all of those things. Mm-hmm. Also clearing trapped emotions through some practices, including breath work and some practices, intuitive practices of really tapping into that intuition with me as a guide, because sometimes we don't trust it. We don't believe that intuition. So holding that space and helping guide and helping them learn to trust their intuition.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds powerful. It really is amazing how disconnected a lot of people are from really their true strength and the bigger picture. And so being that guide to help them reconnect with that. And I love the fact that your work is really intuitive and channeled. It's really exciting. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, I'm on social media, both Facebook and Instagram at Priestess Tiffany Jade. And that's J-A-D-E. I also have a Facebook group called Finding Home Within, where I do free oracle readings for, you know, people that request. And I also have a page on my website with links to all my current offerings, including a free Getting Into Alignment guided meditation. And that link is tiffanyjade.com/links.
Okay, perfect. And so your Facebook handle is Priestess Tiffany Jade, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. And so there's lots of goodies, it sounds like, on your website for people to discover. And so the website is, can you share that again, your website URL?
TiffanyJade.com/links. So Tiffany, TiffanyJade, JADE.com/LINKS. Okay. It also has links to the retreats that I have coming up. There's one in Mount Shasta in October, virtual breathwork membership, as well as individual sessions, which is a really powerful practice. So if anybody has not tried it, I highly recommend it. Try it once and just experience the magic of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, sounds powerful. Yeah, very exciting. Sounds like there's a lot of goodness to discover on your website. So yeah, so that's tiffanyjade.com/links. And on Facebook, Priestess Tiffany Jade. All right, fantastic.
Instagram is the same as Facebook.
Oh, Instagram too. Okay, Facebook and Instagram. All right, perfect. Thank you. And, you know, Tiffany, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your work within the information technology space to this impactful work you're now doing as a mentor, coach, and facilitator of healing, helping women get into alignment and live their most authentic lives by shedding conditioning, reconnecting to intuition, and attuning to higher frequencies. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Tiffany through her website, and that's tiffanyjade.com/links, or follow her on Facebook and Instagram with Priestess Tiffany Jade. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Tiffany Jade. And as always, here's to your success.